Perpetual motion exists. This is Dr. Herbert O. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Perpetual motion exists. Scientists throughout all the ages have all aspired to know and understand and use perpetual motion. And to some degree, some have accomplished it. But always there is the action of reaction. There is always the measure, the movement upon other movement, like metal on metal, or ball bearings, or whatever you have, that there's always something touching something else that causes it to wear out or causes it to not go forever, not to continue in motion forever. But such a fact exists. Now, it exists, and therefore we would like to utilize it. We'd like to know about it. We'd like to experience it. We'd like to have it. And how can we have it? How can we have perpetual motion when it's so difficult to come forth in our life? Well, we can have perpetual motion if we work in the situation the way it is designed to be worked. How is perpetual motion designed to be worked? Well, all we have to do is look at the atom. And the atom is in perpetual motion. The proton, neutron, electron, all working harmoniously together, all with absolute power inside. Oh, we say we have cracked the atom and that we have used the power of the atom, and the atom has specific use or specific ability to do something, but that's not really true. The atom is not limited by how we can measure it or how we can understand it or how we can achieve to the use of it. Now, we try atomic energy. We want to use that for giving us electricity in our homes, to power our ships, to power submarines beneath the surface of the ocean. We would like to have atomic energy be used for weapons. And that really is quite a powerful thing to be used, but we use it. Now, we have cracked the atom, and we have gone into the atom, and we have touched its power, but we have only touched a finite portion of that power. We have only touched a finite portion of the power. We haven't really cracked the atom, because the atom cannot be cracked. We have put forces together which seem to use the power of the atom, which seem to use that energy, and we call that the atomic bomb. We call that atomic energy. We call that using the atomic energy for power in our powerhouses where we have generation of electricity. But is it really? Have we really ever touched the essence of the absolute? Have we ever really touched the essence of the atom? Is there something greater than the atom? Is there something more fantastic than the atom? Is what we are touching in the atom, this outer thing that we are experiencing with an atomic bomb or atomic energy in our warehouse, in our powerhouses, is that something special? Well, actually, the activity within the atom itself is immortal, eternal, everlasting. It is a source of unlimited power. It's indestructible, and it is immutable. It is something that is in constant motion. Can you understand what it means to have anything be in perpetual motion, in constant motion? Can you understand what anything can be to be constantly moving? Well, you and I are constantly moving. We have bodies that are constantly moving. Our bodies are made up of something that we call atoms. And these atoms are constantly in movement, and they're never wearing out. They're never becoming less than what they are. But what is it that is the movement? Well, the movement, we like to say we can define it as the how an atom is constructed, but really what we are defining is, or at least trying to define, is energy. We are attempting to define what energy means. Now, what does energy mean? What does energy mean? We think energy is the force, the work, the activity that goes on. Energy is a continual action. It's a continual force. It's a continual movement of an invisible essence. Has anyone ever been able to touch energy or understand energy or feel energy or know energy? Not really. Does it exist? Yes, it does. All of our life, we are dealing with invisible forces. All of our life, we are dealing with the invisible, and we are knowing it by its response. We are knowing it by how it responds to the physical universe in which we live. We don't stop to think how the invisible energy is utilized on an inner source, on an invisible inner activity. We're always just saying how we can recognize it in an outer source. How we can recognize it as something that exists in our world that we can use and think and touch and be aware of, and yet in all of that, we cannot touch it. We can little be aware of it, and how can we use it in any way? You might say energy uses us. Energy is divine. Oh, now we're speaking out of our limits of the human aspect. That's true. What is energy? How does energy work? How does energy work? How does energy apply itself in our life? How does energy be active in our world? How is energy something that we can use? Is energy perpetual motion? Is energy motion that never stops? Can energy be diverted? Can energy be increased? Can energy be decreased? Energy is used only in our awareness of it. We cannot capture it. We cannot control it. We cannot do anything to it other than be aware of it. And as our awareness of energy grows and grows and grows, as our awareness of energy increases, as it enlarges, as it becomes greater and greater and greater, then our enjoyment of it becomes greater and greater and greater, or perhaps not enjoyment of it, as we allow energy, as sometimes is done, to be something negative in our world. But energy is never negative. It's always positive. It's always in constant motion. It's always the action of life. And perhaps that might be another term for energy. Energy is life. Animals have life. Stones, minerals, apparently don't have life. Vegetables have life. But yet we realize there is an atomic structure in everything. Stones, animals, people, minerals, whatever. It doesn't matter. There is life there. There is energy there. There is structure there. There is action there. There are atoms everywhere. Atoms are the foundation, you might say. They're the very essence of our universe. And so if we recognize that energy is in constant motion, the atoms are in constant motion, they have that similarity, and it is a source of unlimited power. But yet, it is not unlimited power. It is all power, and it is not limited, but it is not unlimited power. For it is not power that we persist in. It's not power that we look for. It's not power that we seek out. What we are looking for in perpetual motion is the essence of life. We are looking for something that moves constantly, has no purpose in moving, has no purpose in being, One minute it might be a raindrop, another minute it might be a sound coming out of your mouth. It can be so varied and so magnificent and so wonderful, and yet something that we do not understand. Perpetual motion is something that is taking place constantly. Our body is an illustration of perpetual motion at all times. Our body is at all times in motion. Even a body that appears to be a dead body, that is no longer living, and it too is in perpetual motion. And when it ceases to be in the form that it had, and that form returns to the dust that it was, that dust is energy. That dust is atoms. That dust is the substance of the entire universe. Because there is life continuum. It never ends. It never destroyed. It's never created. It always exists. And it always exists in its most absolute, most wonderful, most fantastic form, because that's its reality. And when we come to realize that we live in perpetual motion, we will not be surprised that we seek it out. We will not be surprised that we want to know more about perpetual motion, because perpetual motion is what life is. Life is perpetual motion. All that exists is perpetual motion. There is nothing else but perpetual motion. And that's who you are, and that's who I am. And is it no wonder that we would be interested in perpetual motion? Most natural thing in the world. Think on these things. They're kind of mind-boggling, but they're kind of mind-delighting. Because when we open our mind to that possibility, we open our mind to that information, that attitude, we find that we are indeed reaching out into the areas of the cosmos, reaching out into the areas of the infinite, reaching out into the areas of perpetual motion in you and in me. It's fun, isn't it? I love it. And I love you. I love you. I love you.